So this is the September 6, 2022 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. My name is James Sagerton. I'm the chair. We believe we have quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. Arpaul?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena? Chris Corey?
Arpaul, I'm here. Sorry. It's Nick Arena.
Chris Corey? Chris? Okay, Chris Corey, are you here?
I believe Chris was planning to be absent. He was traveling.
Okay. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Julia Kennard.
Here.
Arpaul Martin here. James McFadden. Dawn Kelly McPherson.
I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Susan Young. Okay, that's eight. And that's a quorum.
Thank you, Arpaul. Okay, that brings us to the agenda. I'm going to read the agenda, and I note as I'm scanning it, since last time we did not have a report from the executive director or the CFO, I neglected to include those reports in the agenda. So we're going to have to make some on-the-hoof adjustments here. But number one is convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two is roll call. Number three is adopt the agenda. Number four, chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number five is minutes for 3 minutes. And then I think we should put in number six, the executive director report, if she has one. Stephanie, do you have one?
I don't have anything specific that isn't just a carryover from what we've done at the national level.
So would you like to say a few words about it? If not, we'll just leave it out.
Just a couple minutes. That's fine. I don't need anything major.
Okay, so let's have number six be the executive director's report and number seven, the CFO report. Do you want that, Julia?
I don't really have to have that. I don't have much to talk about since we just met last week, but if you want me to talk about a couple things, I can.
Let's put you in there as number seven, and we will, if you can say whatever you wish to say, and if it doesn't last long, that's okay, too. So then we would be at number eight, set dates for budget reviews. Number nine would be set next meeting dates for 15 minutes, and set dates for budget reviews should be maybe a 10-minute item.
Don't we already have the next meeting scheduled?
We have the meeting scheduled, but I just want to make sure everybody's still on board with that. And also, we did want to set specific dates for specific units to come in, which was numbers.
Right, but they have to tell us what those are.
Right. So we're going to be actually, I guess we'll more or less be sending out the message for people that we need to know that. And hopefully we'll get some responses shortly. Or not tonight, of course, I don't think. Okay, so what are we up to? Number 10 would be a brief discussion of the central services formula. Number 11 would be NDA and electronic transmission consent forms. This is just a reminder. I could have put that in the announcements. And the last item would be adjourned to executive session.
Mr. Chair?
So were you able to get that, Arpaul? Go ahead.
Well, okay. One, executive director report. How long?
Let's put 5 minutes. She said she didn't have much.
And CFO report, how long?
Why don't you put 10 minutes for that in case we have questions?
And on the central services formula, how long?
Let's say 10 minutes.
NDA and electronic transmission consent, how long?
5 minutes. I apologize for the on-the-fly nature of this agenda. I was having another meeting that ran right up till the time of this meeting, just prior to this.
So this is Kim.
Just trying to do things on the fly. Yes, Kim.
Are we having a follow-up on the PAN budget tonight?
That's the executive session, yes.
Okay.
And I guess we should note now that I have it in the announcements, but if we decide to come to a vote on anything that should be in public, we will have to come back into open session. I'm not trying to encourage people to wait around for us to come out and do that, but that may happen if the need arises. Okay. Again, apologies for the haphazard nature of that agenda. Is there any further discussion or additions, subtractions?
First let's do the amendment, which has a few things to it. So
sure.
Why don't we approve that? And then, you know.
Actually, I thought maybe we could just put it all together, but okay, fine. I don't want to review what we just said as far as the amendments go, but any objection to the amendments that were just made? Hearing none, so now we'll go as the main motion. Are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll
James,
consider
this,
that adopted.
James, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, I don't have an objection to the agenda. However, this is an ambitious agenda. We don't state that we should be completing at a time certain 10:15, and there's an executive session. My request is that we manage the time appropriately, that we do not extend just because people have something to say. I think we manage to the time that's been allotted because these meetings get way out of hand on time, and we go down rabbit holes that don't produce any productive results. And I would just like to see us tighten this up and make sure that we are either moving on or making a decision, but that 11 o'clock meetings make no sense. So I just hope somebody takes on making sure we stay on time.
Okay, we will try to do that. Thank you for that reminder.
Oh,
you said you had no actual motion to make there?
No motion, just a comment.
Yeah, we didn't put a time certain for adjourning to executive session on the advice of our Paul at the last meeting that he was here for.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
This is McFadden. I got on late, so it looks like you already done a roll call if you're adopting the agenda. So.
Yes, well, thanks for letting us know you're here. Appreciate it. So I'm going to go very briefly to the announcements. For those of you who are aware, access to Great Plains has been reestablished. There was a difficulty in that regard. It has now been reestablished, doing what we need to do in it is another matter, but that's coming along. Tonight we'll have a brief open session and then go to a closed session to discuss budgetary items that involve personnel issues. We may come out of closed session to vote on any public matters that arise. There are no other new announcements. We have the other announcements, so that will bring us to minutes. Arpo, I didn't see any. But that doesn't mean
I sent them out.
Okay.
I sent them out this afternoon.
Yeah, it's been a busy afternoon, so I didn't see them.
Okay. So I sent them out this afternoon, and I'll make a motion. I move that we approve the minutes of the – let me make sure I get it right because I can't see – August 9th, 2022 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Okay, we'll consider them approved, understanding that they can be amended at any time appropriately. Okay, that brings us to number six, set dates for budget reviews. So, Julia, do you want to speak on this briefly, or do you want me to do this?
Wait a minute. We amended this. Isn't number six now executive director's report?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Stephanie.
Hi, I'll go ahead and make this brief. At the past national board meeting this past Thursday, the two motions were passed following their request to implement employee expense reductions at take review at all of the divisions, but there were certain divisions and stations that were to be implemented fairly quickly based upon the PMB recommendations and past motion. So we started those in July of 2022, and then two motions were passed involving a station and another division. And so those are being implemented ASAP. And then we are also considering and taking a look at all the other stations and divisions to kind of see where we can reduce some of those expenses. And then those will be turned into motions and discussed and voted upon at future upcoming meetings. We continue to look at the daily cash flow. Julia and Arkeisha are sending those to me on a regular basis, and we're reviewing what the cash flow is and making sure that we're paying the bills that we can, and at the same time making sure that we set aside for bills that are vitally necessary to be paid, such as electric bills, and that we're also setting aside money for the payroll and health benefits. So it is pretty much a daily review, and we're trying to have that daily cash management of payables on a constant basis. That's all I've got.
Stephanie, would you like, for the benefit of the treasurers who might not have heard the PMB meeting and or the stream here, to flesh out what the content of those two resolutions was?
Yes, and we can do that on the open session.
Pardon me?
We can do that during an open session?
I don't think so.
Well, matters like percent reductions or hourly reductions aren't specific to individuals. I think we can do that, can't we?
The PNB hasn't reported out yet, Jim. Excuse me, I didn't get the floor, but the PNB hasn't reported it out yet, so I would let the PNB report it out first.
Okay, I'm ready to just let that pass. That was just a thought. Okay. Stephanie, I have a question. Well, let me ask if anybody else has any questions. Any questions for Stephanie? I know we have the electric, so I'll ask my question. I know we have that electric bill at KPFK, and we have an upcoming interest payment for FJC. What's your estimation at this point about how we're doing?
I can answer the electric payment.
Yeah. Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead. Thanks, Julia.
If that's helpful. Stephanie does know this, but I know I probably know it faster. It's just I let her know today that the September electricity, both the installment for the past due and the current, have been paid for KPFK. We are definitely struggling as far as cash on hand in multiple areas. So we're having to choose to set aside, have $30,000, available right now for the interest payment. So we are doing some things to try to come up with the rest of that, but it's just challenging because we've had two stations that have not been able to fund their September health insurance. So we've got that sitting out there. And then we have, sounds like things are a little bit better for payroll, but interest is definitely on the mind and something that we're working towards. We don't have it at the moment, but we have until the rest of the month, and we prioritize that over some other things.
Good. And I think, Julie, that's a good enough answer for now. again, I don't think we want to be talking in public about how we're going to be juggling our bills, but I did want to just get an overview of that. Thank you for that. Are there any other questions for Julia? Okay, hearing none, let's go to, this is, I guess, more in the way of an announcement, but maybe we could go around and see where people are. And this is about setting dates for the budget review. So,
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Is it number 7 CFO report now?
That was what we just did. That was Julia? That,
okay.
Oh, wait. Julia, you
that
were just responding. Executive
Director.
Yeah. Okay. You're right, Arpal. So, Stephanie, did you have anything more to say? Are you were good?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. And I apologize. I don't have the updated version of the agenda in front of me. So that will bring us to the CFO report. So now, Julia, this is your turn, and take as much or as little time as you want.
Yeah, I'll keep it pretty brief. The as far as Great Plains goes, access has been gained, but we haven't gotten past that, and we spent a couple of hours trying to figure that out today, and more work is going to have to happen with that. I can't run financials at all, and we're not sure what happened there, so they're calling the people back that they've scheduled time with the people that helped them get in to see if they can figure out what the next steps are. But we're in, but can't do anything with it at this point, unfortunately. But we have time scheduled. As I've mentioned previously, it looks like the archives has indicated today that they believe they will be able to fund payroll, which was not the case last week. But I have not heard of an updated cash balance from them yet. But that was what was communicated to me today. So that makes a huge difference. WPFW is definitely struggling to meet payroll. I think they will meet payroll, but they will not be able to finish paying their August expenses. And they have not funded September payroll. Health. PCFK is definitely a concern as well as far as funding their payroll. I think they'll be able to fund a portion of it, but unless we have a really good week, they're not going to be able to fully fund their payroll. So they're trying to figure that out.
Okay. I have a question about that, but maybe I should hold it for the closed session. Anything else you want to add, Julia,
yes,
if that's not enough? Okay. Any questions?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Since I missed the last meeting, I guess I missed something about a problem with Great Plains. Not to have a, I'm sure this got discussed, but did I get a very fast,
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah. Quick summary. We have not had system administrator access. Evidently, no one's had it for a couple of years, or at least a year. NETA has never had it, and we've been trying to get it, at least since I've been involved, and now that we're leaving, it's kind of come back to the forefront where a couple of the staff are working diligently to get it. So we were able to get in to system administrator access today, but nothing more. We were not successful with some of the other activities today. So you have to have system administrator access to add units and things like that.
Thank you.
If I could add just a little bit to that, the immediate task of trying to break out the books of the Pacific Affiliates Network from the national office created an immediate need to have that administrative access, which, as Julia pointed out, we haven't had for, I don't think it's been as long as 2 years. I think it's been more like a year, maybe even maybe even less than a year, like maybe 10 months. But, yeah, the idea was we had access to Great Plains, but not the administrative, and we needed it now so that we could break out the national office as a separate unit, as the PMB voted to do back in 2019.
That's it.
Okay, thank you, Julia. Any other questions for Julia? Hearing none, let's go on to setting the dates for budget reviews. What we're trying to do here is get solid dates and commitments from stations as to when they might be able to come forward with budget reviews, to the extent that the treasurers here or anyone else may know. So
this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think we can three stations have LSB meetings on the 14th. So we can assume we're going to have three budgets after those meetings. So I think we need to set extra dates. No?
Was that you, Julia? Were you saying something?
Yeah, that's not – that we've heard already from a couple of them that we will not have them until early October.
Early October.
Oh. Okay, so we're not going to have a consolidated budget. Okie doke. Okay, well, then, you know.
Well, let's just go around and see what let's go around and see what the treasurers or anybody, you know, the directors from the stations know about where they are, as we usually do. And Julia can fill in as possible. And really, this was more in the way of a reminder to the treasurers and the directors to go back to your stations and try to get them to begin to consider and offer us specific dates that they can come to the NFC with their budgets. So let's start at KPFA, which would be you, James McFadden. Do you have any information on that?
Absolutely not.
Right.
I'm sorry. I mean, that is not something I end up being privy to. You'll have to talk to Maria.
I understand.
James, can I ask a question?
I think I heard Julia first. What was that, Julia?
I spoke with Maria about that, and she said that she did not anticipate having it until, I feel like, first couple of weeks of October.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Never mind.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us what you know about where we are at KPFK? Of course, we've already looked at that.
Yes, you know where we're at. We, you know, you have the budget. We are putting it aside until we get other things settled, like central services.
Right,
so,
and there was some conversation about, you know, perhaps the LSB wanted to take another whack at it.
I know nothing about that, James. It's here. They can do what they want, and we'll have to wait and see what that happens. The budget is here. You know, it had the budget LSB meeting, and I told them it was going to the NFC. So that's where we are now, until something else happens.
Okay. And I think I heard somebody before you, Beth. Was there somebody else in there? I guess not. Go ahead, Beth.
I do remember that this was a question at the last meeting, and in as much as the treasurer hasn't had any new information from the LSB, I'll consult with the chair and others and see what we can find. I hope to have that information for you by the next meeting. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for that. And just for clarification, I want to ask the secretary about the protocol here. I know that we did something similar once at WBAI. I think we did, where it was supposed to go to the LSB, but they had scheduled a management evaluation report discussion for the same day, and they didn't get to the treasurer's report, the budget review, and then I think the treasurer sent it on to the NFC. Is that correct, Arpo? And is that an appropriate protocol?
Well, at that point, we had a timeline with definite deadlines. And so once you, and my opinion, and I guess everybody else's opinion was, once you get to the deadline past that date, it's in the hands of the NFC. Part of the idea behind that is otherwise you're liable to get LSBs and local finance committees just batting it around for 6 months or something. So there needed to be a deadline. I'm not aware of an actual hard deadline at this point in time, so I don't know what to say.
This is Kim.
Yeah, and just before you go, Kim, we didn't set any timelines this time around. We were kind of doing it on an ad hoc basis. Go ahead, Kim.
Actually, we did have a timeline because, you know, before September 30th, when budgets are supposed to be due before the first of the year, before the, you know, beginning of the fiscal year, number one, and before NANA leaves. That was our timeline. And the LSB scheduled a special meeting early in the month so we could get it up here early because I knew the other stations' LSBs met later. So that is the timeline that KPFK was working on. They were well aware that, you know, that was the budget meeting and it was going to the NFC after that meeting. Whatever else they want to do, I mean, that's up to them. But it's not, you know, I mean, we are where we are, James. Can we move on? There's no point. There's nothing to do right now with this, you know. And the situation is different than WBAI's. The LSB looked at it and they made no recommendation other than a motion that's not related to the budget.
Yes, Beth.
Okay, I heard Beth. Go ahead.
Yes, the LSB meets on the 18th of the month. That's a Sunday. That leaves two more NFC meetings yet before the end of September while NETA is still with us. We did do a rush job trying to get through the budget from the local FC through the LSB to the NFC. In order to try to facilitate the process, but especially given that we have an LSB meeting scheduled, it makes sense that we would, if there are aspects of it that are yet to be resolved, it makes sense that we would take a look at it again. And so clearly there's time enough to do that. There's a regular LSB meeting scheduled and two more NFC meetings scheduled after that, yet within September. So I don't see any problem in taking another look. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to just interject here that a couple of responses to what I heard. One is, yeah, we always have the end of the fiscal year is September 30th, and we always want to try and have budgets done by then because the new year begins the next day. And, you know, of course, we want to have budgets in place. We are recovering from a long period of time when our processes kind of fell apart. We're rebuilding them, and, you know, we were making an effort to get as much done as possible prior to September 30th, and so we are where we are. But I don't think we ever actually adopted an official timeline. I don't think the fact that it's the 30th is the beginning of the next fiscal year. Yeah, that is a goal, and that's more or less a deadline to do things the way they're supposed to be done. But I don't think it's the equivalent of us adopting a timeline. I don't really have a problem with going ahead and looking at the KPFK budget and treating it as if it's the budget. I mean, especially in light of what happened last year, which, you know, they never got us a budget until quite late. And, you know, we never even looked at it until the last day of the fiscal year that the budget was for. So I hope we can avoid all of that. And so, okay. Did I hear Kim trying to speak again?
No.
Who was that? Was somebody trying to speak? Go ahead, Julia.
I was just saying I have a problem
with passing it like it is or accepting it like it is. It needs more work. You can't come through like it is.
Right. And my, you know, the original what I said was we need to deal with personnel and central services before we can really address all of Kay's budget. The revenue that's in there is more or less what Julie and I figured out, and the expenses are what they are. There's not room to debate that. I mean, unless you want to shut down the tower. So, you know, it's not the final budget, but the numbers are what they are.
Right. So and I think what Julie suggested last time was that rather than pass it, we leave it open. We discuss it. We work it over. But
we
not...
need to get central services first and then personnel.
Jim, I'm going to ask you to let me finish speaking and then you can speak. I did hear you say that before, but I think the sentiment that was expressed at the last meeting was that we would hold it open, excuse me, so that it just didn't fade from view and we continue to work on the issues that were involved in the huge shortfalls there. So go ahead, Kim.
Can we move the agenda, please, on to, you know, the next stations and continue moving on? Because this, we're not, you know, we've gone over this. Can we please move the agenda on to the next stations?
Okay, I believe we're done with this conversation, but I will ask if anybody else has anything to say on this. Hearing none, I don't want to go to the next agenda item. I want to go to the next station, which is KPFT. Is there anybody here? I don't think, Susan is not here. She said she wouldn't be. Is Mac here?
This is Mac, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
It took a Herculean effort to get a proposed budget out of the KPFT budget committee to pass on to the LSB. The LSB meets on the 14th. It is my hope that we will be able to pass that out of the LSB and on to the NFC, but I have to tell you, and there are other people here who were on the call last week at the budget meeting, in our budget meeting, the screamers and the howlers and the insurgents are dead set against us doing anything, and it will take a super Herculean effort, I fear, to get it out of the LSB and on to you folks. Having said that, wish us luck.
Sean, I have a question for you on that, and that is, there seemed to be some controversy over whether or not the operating budget and the capital budget for the build-out of the new studio and the improvements to the building are one and the same thing, and I was wondering if you could shed any light on that and then maybe ask Stephanie and or Julia to comment on that.
Well, I'll tell you our take on it, and it is led by those other folks, so they will feel free, no doubt, to correct me if I'm wrong. But the format that we're given for the budget does not include the capital budget for the improvements for the purchase and improvements to the station. Of the people at KPFT, the only person who that I'm aware of that intersects with the costs of the build out is the IGM Sandy Weinman. I understand that there's no impediment necessarily to not including that capital budget, but sort of appending it. But I don't know where we get those numbers. As I understand it, the national office, Arthur Schwartz, they control the disbursement and the accounting of those monies. So I don't know what we can do at KPFT to address those concerns. I'd be happy if we could do it, but I don't have enough information to know if and how we might.
Understood. And I want to thank you for calming your language down a little bit. I think, you know, I should have intervened when you start calling people howlers and screamers, especially when they're not here to defend themselves. I know feelings are running very high there, but let's try to keep it, more neutral. Yes.
James, I didn't call anybody any names. I was describing actions.
Yes. Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. I know it's very, very tense in that situation. So I have a question about this quote-unquote capital budget, and it's not something that we've ever discussed, I don't think, or seen at the NFC. I mean, I know we talked about the costs, and this was handled really, the purchase of the new building was handled on the PNB, didn't really come in front of the NFC very much. So I guess I just want to ask Stephanie and Julia how it's being handled, and is it something that we need to consider? And I guess I would also want to ask our Paul if that's something that we should be looking at the NFC, or if that's more of a management function. So anybody, I've got Stephanie and Julia and our Paul on that list. Whoever wants to speak up can go ahead.
So this is Stephanie. The capital campaign is completely different from the operating budget for the year. The capital campaign dollars that are remaining are not, and it's true, the money is being held in an escrow account. It's not controlled technically by Arthur, but it is money that was restricted and needed to be held in an escrow account as per, I believe, the FJC loan agreement. So that money is there. Anytime we need any bills or invoices paid, that information is given to myself and or Julia, and we forward that to Arthur, who then can release those funds in order to get that paid. The funding and the payments are not coming strictly from Arthur's office. That is not considered revenue in fiscal year 23 in order to keep track of it. I mean, it technically could kind of be a carryover of funds, but they are obligated funds. They're restricted funds. Often carryover funds can be listed as a separate line item in a budget, only if they're unobligated funds that can be carried over to the next budget period to cover for any other, allowable costs that were in that budget period. If it is something that the committee would be, wants to make sure that they keep their eyes, or they understand what that funding, that restricted funding, is for the capital expense, I'm sure there could be, a separate, this would be something that would be up to Julia to determine if we could, if they wanted to, we could add a separate line in the budget that is not counted in the revenue line items, but that, that we make some sort of note that there are funds that are for the capital campaign. I do not believe that there is enough money that is in that capital campaign restricted fund account to do what is necessary for the complete build out of the station. So then that is where, if requested, just so we could have better transparency, there could be a capital campaign line item that is added, but then we're also going to need in the revenue and expenses, but then we're also going to need justification as to how that revenue is going to be raised.
And Stephanie, when you're talking about adding a line, are you talking about on the local budget or on the national budget? Because this is really, the building belongs to the foundation. This is being handled through the national office, right? So does this need to be discussed in depth at the KPFT Local Finance Committee, in your opinion?
Well, if you want to go that route, then technically it's the national office that should be running this capital campaign and dealing with the build out and the fundraising. I don't know if that's something that you want to do.
I'm really just asking what's happening now, because we haven't really heard much in the way of reporting on it, and I know it became a part of the issue at this contentious local finance committee meeting.
There hasn't been a clear budget for the build-out from the very beginning, to be honest. It's been kind of, you know, maybe not the best-looking Excel spreadsheets, or they haven't really had formulas that are correct. So there still is a lot of information that is needed with that. But there may be a more updated budget than the one that I received, which was in May.
So I guess I myself am personally happy with getting a report on that, if we could possibly get some more reporting on that as we go forward in time. Unless, does anybody have a question or a response? I want to go to our Paul next. Our Paul, do you have an opinion on how this has been handled in the past? Our Paul has been around for a long time, so he's lived through a lot of this stuff, which others of us have not.
I survived it, I suppose.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the PNB can decide to keep the NFC in the dark about things if they please, although they really have to, like, pass a motion to do that, not just have it be, we won't tell them. So they could do that. It might very well come back to bite them in the ass at some point, because the NFC tends to look at the financial matters in rather more detail than the PNB sometimes does. And there are other considerations there. I should think that at least the NFC should be kept informed of what's going on with this stuff. If I'm hearing that spreadsheets that are a sort of halfway budget for it, they have formulas that aren't correct, and maybe something else is wrong with the spreadsheet. That's something somebody needs to jump on heavily, I think. That'll hurt you. But yeah, but the NFC should certainly at least be informed of what's going on.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
But the bigger question is, it is still not part of the operating budget. And that is what Mac needs to know for his LSB meeting. Whatever's going on with this money is separate from their operating budget, as far as I understand.
Yeah, that's the way I would look at it. Stephanie, Julia, do you have any comment on that?
Sorry, I needed to unmute. It's not part of the build-out funds that are restricted in the escrow account are not part of their operating budget. The operating budget has nothing to do with the build-out of the building.
Yes.
Additional funds will need to be raised through a capital campaign to complete the build-out of the building. How you want that listed on the budget for fiscal year 2023 would be either a separate line item that has to deal with capital campaign, revenue in and expenses out. Hopefully it would just be, you know, we need $100,000, we raise $100,000, so it would balance itself out at the end. Or you create a secondary budget that would be just for capital expenditures for this capital campaign, but it is not part of the operating budget.
Right. I think that's the main question.
You will have an increase in operating expenses due to having now a facility that is an actual facility. So I would hope that in the budget, looking at fiscal year 23, you will have an increase in utilities, security, maintenance, most likely staffing. So there will be an increase in the expenses based upon the building, which is the basic operating for that building, which then needs to be reflected in the revenue. And again, justification is how we are going to reach that revenue to justify those expenses. But the build-out itself is not an operation dollar or an operating budget.
I'm just going to add a comment. Kim, I'm going to say something, and then I'll go to you. I just want to add, and I know that perhaps Beth might have something to add, but let's try not to do all of this. You know, we need to get on with this item. I didn't really mean to go down into a deep discussion on this, but I know that Beth had brought to our attention some FEMA grants that might be available for things like security. So I'm wondering if I just want to put that seed in the back of your head to possibly look at that again and see if there's any possibility there for help with something like that. Go ahead, Kim.
My understanding is a capital campaign, any funds raised would have to be put in a restricted account until they are spent. So would of necessity be a separate budget for that money and its expenses, which are separate, again, from the operating budget.
Right. Agreed.
They would
okay.
be restricted funds. Any money yeah. raised for the capital campaign are restricted funds for the capital campaign.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't go on the operating budget.
Right. So they can do their budget, and this should not be part of that.
It shouldn't slow down. They can argue about this, but it has nothing to do with them approving the operating budget on their next LSB.
Right.
They want to argue about the other stuff.
I think
that's
we got
a separate
that.
Argument. Great.
Yeah,
thank
I think,
you.
I think we got that. Yeah. Okay. Any other? Go ahead. Who is that?
We do have them waiting to call in.
Oh, okay. So let's not forget that. Okay. Thank you. All right, so let's go to the next station, PFW. Nick, do you have anything on
we have a draft budget that we've been working on. We'll have our next meeting on Monday. We have some serious issues around the income side of the budget, and we're going to be discussing them on Monday, September 11th.
Okay, so we probably will not see a budget from you until October, do you think, or what are you thinking?
October is optimistic. It might be as late as November.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can speed them up. I know it's not that simple. And Arpal, do you want to comment? I saw you, Bertol was posting something. You were communicating with him about that.
Yeah. We just got a draft budget today from the general manager. And we have a local finance committee meeting tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens then. I can't predict. Will we go over the budget and say, yeah, let's pass it and send it on to the LSB, which meets on Wednesday night? Or will we the next Wednesday night? Or will we need more time? I don't know that we'll be able to get another LSB meeting set specifically for the budget, so it's possible that we could end up waiting until the October LSB meeting to pass it if we decide we're going to allow that. So that's what I know so far.
Okay. Well, for my part, I'll try and encourage everyone to move as quickly as they can because September 30th, NETA goes away, and it will be easier to do this with them than without them. But, you know, we will march on regardless. So there was our trip around the horn. Let's go to the next item on the agenda, let's try to do this quickly because we do have people. We have conversations to have in the executive session.
I have one more question, James.
Okay, go ahead.
PRA budget, where's that at?
Yeah, well, we have PRA and PAN. Manager at PRA had COVID. I did reach out to him. He was quite ill. So as you heard from Stephanie's report, that's on hold. So no new news on that. And, of course, we're going to have to deal with the national office and try to figure out what we're going to do about a central services formula, but that's the next item. So we're on numbers. The next one would be set next meeting dates, and I think we already set them for the month of September, so we should at least let our Paul know that at our last meeting we set meetings for every Tuesday in September to try to take advantage of NETA's presence. And we'll see what budget materials we can come up with and what we can get done, depending on what we get from the stations. So I think that's all we need to say about that. Briefly, the central services formula. Hello?
We're moving on to that item now, right?
Yes, yes. Which I guess is number 10.
Yeah, in the interest of time, I will try to find the formula that was last used. And as I told you today, I think we just need to at least use that as a holding spot for right now, updating it with the revenues from the fiscal 21 audit.
Yes, and hopefully we can finally get around to implementing for the upcoming year the new percentage that we decide on. The fact that we decided on a percentage and then it wasn't implemented is disconcerting, and that's going to be very difficult to untangle that at this point. Okay, and this is – so moving on to number 11, NDA and electronic transmission consent forms. Still haven't gotten them from everybody. Encouraging everybody to please send them in as soon as possible. We're having executive session meetings. We're going based on the honor system and also, I guess, relying on some old NDAs that we've had in the past, but we're hoping that people will sign the new ones, which we think are more – thorough, and of course people can line out and initial things, add things if they see the need.
No, say that.
What?
I wouldn't say that without legal approval.
Yeah, well, yeah, it has to go through Arthur. That's right. That's right. Okay. Any other discussion on that? Hearing none. We're going to go to the executive session. So, Fred, I'm going to ask you to take us off the stream.